So we see card descend of a VOA in the valley.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni oweStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 26 kuZibandlela 2025 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kambe kuyini iningi elingakukhangelela emhlabeni jikelele kumbuso kamongameli Donald Trump weMelika osanda ukugcotshwa?
I-America imali esichithile ezimpini lezi-Israyeli neHamas, Ukraine neRussia inenga uyabona ungathi kudlaliswe imali.
Sile ngxoxo lomculi weHouse uDJ Sintu Sabantu ephethe indlalade lakhe elitsha elilesihloko esithi Ziyabuya eGoli. Zonke lezi ndaba lezi phathelane labatsha, amasiko, ezokholo ziyalandela. Ulandela ukugcotshwa kukamnumzana Donald Trump ngomvulo odluleyo ukuthi abe ngumongameli, sicubungula ukuthi engaphatha njani udaba lwezimpi emhlabeni jikelele. Silengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo okhuluma ezimele.
Nakhona ke futhi lokhu okwaseSyria njengobani umbuso kaSadadu uwile nje wathathwa ngamavukela mbuzo, akusoze kube lula ukuthi athi akasoze angenele, ngoba okukhona ngeSyria ukuthi akukacaci ukuthi laba abathetheyo bazoliphatha kanjani ilizwe, ubudlelwano babo ne-Israyeli buzoba njani. Njengobani sibona i-Israyeli lokhu iqhubeke njalo inqunquta ama-Palestine laphayana, nanokuthi manje siyayibona i-Israyeli ingenile lapha eSyria idliza kwasani. Angikholwa ukuthi ababusi abangenayo bazothula nje bakubukele lokho. Uma ke bengakubukelanga sesisithi thina bazokwenzani? Abangakwenza ke mhlawumbe ukuthi bakhulumisane na-Israyeli. Abangakwenza ukuthi mhlawumbe nabo bathathe induku babhekane nayo ngqo u-Israyeli mayizobe lokhu iqhubekile ibahlukumeza. Kusenzima-ke ukusho ukuthi kahle kahle yini uDonald Trump azayenza, ngoba akusinto nje yeSyria nje kuphela, iziningi izimpi ezikhona kuleyana ingxenye yomhlaba eziyithinta kakhulu iAmerica. Esizafuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi uDonald Trump uma esebusa yena uzokwenze njani ngazo lezi zimpi, ngoba ezinye zakhona umgqugquzeli wazo ukuthi sizibone zilophe ziqhubeka siyaphambili ugqugquzelwa yi-America. Okufanele ukuthi ke sithi thina kuDonald Trump uma esebusa kacace engafihli induku emqubeni, aphumele etshatshalazini akuveze ukuthi yena konke lokho oqhubekayo uza kuqeda ngayiphi indlela na.
Sesikhangela ezinye izimpi emhlabeni jikelele, ubona ingani umnumzana Trump uzasiphatha njani?
Sincubungula simbuyisele emuva. Azange asibonise yena ukuba yindoda ethanda izimpi, into abonisa yona ngumuntu kakhulukazi eyothanda ezomnotho ukusimamisa izwe lakhe lase-America. Yikho nje futhi sibona laphana esiba ethi yena ama-BRICS countries uzowaphanisha kakhulu nxa engekela ukusebenzisa idola lakhe besebenzise iy'mali zabo, uzobaphanisha kakhulu kwezomnotho. Simbona ke eyiloyo muntu ogxile kakhulu ekwenzeni ngcono isimo sezwe lakhe i-America kakhulukazi kwezomnotho. Asimboni-ke engumuntu othanda kakhulu noma elerekhodi elihle ekusebenzeni namanye amazwe, akanalo lelo rekhodi. Uma ubuka i-America imali esichithile ezimpini lezi eziqhubekayo e-Ukraine, e-Israel ne-Hamas, Ukraine ne-Russia iningi kakhulu, okuyukuthi emntwini onjengo-Donald Trump uyabona ungathi kudlaliswe imali esikhundleni sokuthi ngabe kuphuculwa umnotho we-America. Uthembisile yena ngesikhathi sakhankasa kusasa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine uzoyiqeda nje ngosuku lode ngene embusweni. Kodwa asika kubone konke lokho akade khuluma ngakho ebonisa ukuthi lokho uza kwenza kanjani. Yileso sizathu esenza ukuthi sithi thina akacaci uma simthathele emuva ukuthi eqinisweni zonke lezi zinto eziqhubekayo emhlabeni uzozingenela kanjani, aziqede kanjani.
Lowo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, okhuluma ezimele, obexoxa icingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg, kwele-South Africa. Luyalandela uhlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Jubilee Mzingaye Sibanda oyingcwethi yezobuchwepheshe ve Artificial Intelligence njalo esebenza le Great Zimbabwe University Innovation Hub. Wage waba isifundi se Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Ye nxa sikhuluma ngeartificial intelligence sikhuluma ngokuthi imchina loba ama computer ngisho njalo ayalungiswa enziwe ukuba acabange enze njengabantu, ayaba lenhlakanipho enjengomuntu, ayalungisa ukuthi abe lenhlakanipho enjengomuntu. Imishini le iyenelisa ukufunda, iyenelisa ukuxazulula inkinga ezabe zikhona, iyenelisa futhi ukuzwisisa nxa abantu bekhuluma, iyenelisa futhi lokwenza izinqumo. So imishini le ngingayifananisa njengokuthi izimota lezana ezizitshayela zodwa zingela batshayeli, isebenzisa i-artificial intelligence, inhlakanipho leyo yikho lapho esiyibona khona isebenza kakhulu. Lamanye nje eminye imizekeliso lapho esiyibona khona isebenza njengama-chatbot, okokuthi nxa ungathi WhatsApp nxa ulenkinga usebenzise WhatsApp uthi uyangena online nxa uthi uyakhuluma le-bank behle bekuphendule automatically kungazange waphendula umuntu. Konke lokhu kuyena kusebenzisa inhlakanipho ethiwa i-artificial intelligence. So ngathi nje amafitshane xa sikhuluma i-artificial intelligence ifundisa imitshina ukuthi ihlakaniphe yenze izinto ezandise ukwenziwa ngabantu izikhathi zonke.
I-artificial intelligence eZimbabwe singathi isiqalile na ukusebenza, njalo nxa ingisisebenza ngokugcweleyo ingaphathisa kangakanani ukwenza ukuthi umsebenzi ube lula kunhlangothi ezijiyeneyo eZimbabwe?
I-AI isikhona eZimbabwe, i-artificial intelligence sibili iyasebenza lapha eZimbabwe. Lanxa isakhula ngoba abanye abantu basafunda ngayo, abanye abakabi lolwazi nge-artificial intelligence. So amanye company ajeneyo labantu abehlukeneyo lokho besazama ukuyamukela, abanye abayemukeli i-artificial intelligence, but isikhona iyasebenza. Ngingathi eminye imizekeliso ekhona yabantu abayisebenzisayo lapha abasebenzisa khona ngithi ngama-tools e-artificial intelligence, kunjenganxa besebenzisa into zabo ChatGPT ukuthi umuntu uyabuza umtshini umbuzo ukuthi umbhalele laba yi-homework loba yikuyini, uhle umbhalele umenzele konke. Lana ngenye ithuli esetshenziswayo ku-artificial intelligence. Lalaba abenza ngokokulima, abalimi ikhona futhi i-artificial intelligence khonapha, ngoba uzananzelela ukuthi akhona ngathi amanye ama-programs ngithi ama-applications ayebelungisiwe ukuthi ayasebenzisa i-artificial intelligence ukuthi enelise ukubona kumbe ukubona nxa ukuthi izilimo sezile mkhuhlane. Iyakwanisa futhi ukuthi inanzelele kumbe ukuthi ibone ukuthi hhayi lesi sekuyisikhathi sokulima, lesi sekuyisikhathi sokuvuna. Iyayinelisa futhi njalo lokuthi maybe ihlanganise izinto ezinjengabo isimo semkhathi, konke lokhu siyancedisa kuhlangothi lokulima ukuthi abantu bebone ukuthi izinto zihamba njani emasimini abo. Njalo futhi kukhona lokhu ababizwa ngokuthi ngama-drones, amanye ama-drone lokhu kuphaphayo lokhu abanye bayasebenzisa abe le-AI ukuthi sebenzise ukulonda nje ukuthi bebone nje ukuthi izilimo zabo namasimu abo konke kuhamba kuhle, kakula zibungwana ezingabe zikhathaza ama-crops. Ngenza ukupha i-example yomzekeliso we in application ethiwa iRuza AI. iRuza AI yenziwa yicompany yaseZimbabwe khona la ethiwa iRuza AI. Ilayo isebenzisa iartificial intelligence yanceda kakhulu abalimi.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Jubilee Mzingaye Sibanda oyingcwethi yezobuchwepheshe beartificial intelligence njalo esebenza le Great Zimbabwe University Innovation Hub njalo wake waba yisifundi seMandela Washington Fellowship. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo nguTaba Kancube.
Ngesizwe eziphathelane lamasiko.
Sigcina amasiko
wethu.
Kuza amasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Lilami uMthembu Sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Namhla silenhlahla ngoba sikhona ngale ke insiza esabelweni seMathoreni South. Lo mama ongukansela umama uMatilda Dube. Inkosikazi Dube siyakwamukela kuhlelo mama.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube.
Yes, ngoba kakhulu. Namhla mfisa ukuthi sike sikhulume ke ngamasiko. Siyakwazi ukuthi kudala kumbe lokho kuvamile singaze emakhaya khona ngapho ukuthi umama uyaguqela ubaba khonokho ke isiko lethu lesilaziyo lesintwini. Kambe kusakhona yini inkosikazi Dube khonokho?
Ngiyangicela ukuthi katiwa umama wayezele ukuthi ubaba kuthi amasiko lokho sisehla kancane kancane. Sokuyamafutafula la kudlula uyafaka itafuleni ebhizinisi lenjalo. Ase ubaba sisini kala wawuchayidele sinzi phansi idele lichaye phansi umama ngigucela ubaba kuvele kuyimthetho wesintwini.
Ye khathesi kwehlulane abasakho uyenelisa ukugoqa yini?
Ye abanye bangaguqa befaka khona ematafuleni lawo kodwa omunye ofike uyayezala yikanje ukuze kube izingelihloni ebhinisi yesiye isaka ngela ntoezini ithiwa wona kuye amatafula okudlela lawo.
Kuyayangisa khona vele kuliyangisa kangana nikhonokho Nkosikazi Dube?
Into engathi thina singabantu abadala kuyaye kuyayisa zabo kuyayangisa futhi iyakhulunxa kunabake kwenzima. Ungabona ufika noma lukazana eguga uyabona ukuthi yamntwana lishiye efinsini. Ya abantwana bakhathesi abaselandeni vele akubathinti kathi kuyidala kwakuyisifinti safezini.
Akubatshele sebile ukuthi ukuguqa lokhu vele kwakusithoni.
Kwakusithikithi eyendile lapha ekhaya umalikazana uyahlonipha. Uyabahlonipha abadala abakhona ekhaya. Njalo ikhanda umuntu ongumalikazana ungahambi ekhanda ngoba kuyabe kuhloniphiswa. Ukuhlala emsofeni lokwabazana uvele ayisiyenzele eyo. Nancane umuntu engiyibonayo babadube sesihlanganisa amasiko ethu nabantu abangasiyo balapha esindebeleni. Kanti abantu abaempumalanga vele kamnanzi kamanzi kithi uyazihambela njengekhanda egumeni umkhubo wawo. Kodwa lapha kithi esindebeleni ngabona sokuyimalikwazana ukuhamba ngekhanda ekhaya a ikhandavele
zingathi vele ikhanda wakufihlwane
vele isithu sakhona sisukela khona le muva angiyange ngiba owawuzelela ukufihla ekhanda kuyini ekuqakathekileyo. Manje kade sibuye ephotha amakhanda baphothe baphothe atshengisela ukuthi uzabanayamboni asitele atesihaba selandaba abantwana esiza lokho kuyikucile amasiko lokho ekucinza babadezi lokho ekucinile siye evaleli evaleli. Uzoyabona umntwana kwesikhathi ethule egumeni umntwana njengomfana edinga ikede phakathi kwabadala into yakuthi asemasiko ethu lawo. Bekuba nxane ndikaxoxa abantwana emakhithini abadala lihlizekane uthi gqo a isinti kasingivumhlekethi abadala ngane begcwele ekhithini lelinaliphandle inhlonipho iyayimphakamisa umntwana intayekeyilezi ukuthi bekwenzeka umntwana okusaphilayo bazibamhawukele abantu bathi heyi umntanami wayeyathatha kwezibane ule ndeko laphana ekhaya. Omuzwe omunye vele awuba ndeko xa ukhangelela uyakwenza lapha usihlangene kodwa-ke nawe umuntu onlayiweyo unomuntu endekene okuhlanga lokokuthi thina sasi sithi ungasiphuma sisiyakwenda ihlalele ngabogogo ephithini
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington.
Igudivana kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamili inkomo namhlanje silomfundisi uSenisipanda.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa, ngiyabonga ukuba kuhlelo lolo.
Usiphatheleni namhlanje?
Namhlanje sizakhuluma ngodaba lomthandazo, sizabala kuMateyu chapter ka 6 verse ka 5. Lalapho sikhuleka ingabe njengabazenzisi, ngoba bona bathanda ukukhuleka bemi emasinagogini nasekuhlanganeni kwezindlela ukuze babonwe abantu bonke. Qinisile ngithi kuwe, sebe wamukele umvuzo wakho. Ngakho siyananzelela ukuba lolu daba lomthandazo uJesu wagcina isikhathi eside efundisa abafundisi bakhe. Vele khona ukuthandaza sikuhlangana lakho ekuqaliseni kukaGenesis, ukuba uNkulunkulu ngakhe wayejayele ukuhamba engadeni yase-Eden ekhulumisana lomuntu. Njalo siyahlangana labo Abraham besakha ama-altar ekhulumisana naye uThixo uNkulunkulu uBaba. Siyananzelela ukuba indlela uNkulunkulu afuna ukudlelana nathi abantu ukuthi sibe le ndlela esikhulumisana laye ngayo. Leyo ndlela ke ngukho esikuthi ngumthandazo. Ngakho abantu abaningi bayafuna ukuthatha umthandazo bewenze ibe ngenye into enzima, njengabafarisi babekuthatha kube ngumthwalo omkhulu kakhulu ebantwini, njalo bekwenze kube into yokuzibonakalisa ebantwini. Nxa bethandaza umthandazo wabo ngokuthi uziwe ngabanye abantu, kodwa ke bona bengananzeleli ukuthi umthandazo uya kuNkulunkulu. Siyakhumbula lwana umfarisi owayesithi yena nxa ethandaza uJesu lekhuluma ngaye, owayesithi mina njengalowo muntu oyisoni mina ngilungile. Ngakho uJesu lapho uyachazisa ukuthi nxa lapho usuthandaza, kutshengisela ukuthi okokuqala vele yena ukhangelela ukuthi wena uthandaze. Ngakho kumele ube wazi ukuthi nxa ngithandaza ngenza njani. Njalo kwesibili uthi yena lingabi njengabazenzisi, kutsho ukuthi uthi yena kule ndlela yokuthandaza engayisiyo, kule ndlela yokuthandaza enjani eyiyo yona. Ngakho lapho wayebakhombela indlela efaneleyo okumele bayenze. Siyananzelela ukuthi wasesithi ngoba bona bathanda ukukhuluma ukukhuleka bemi emasinagogini nasekuhlanganeni kwezindlela ukuze babone ngabantu. Iqinisile ngithi kinisebe wamukela umvuzo wakho. Kodwa wasesithi kibo, linathandazana ensitha ukuze liziwe uBaba wenu osezulwini alizwe aninike umvuzo. So kutsho ukuthi kule ndlela yokuthandaza ethola umvuzo ovela kuNkulunkulu, kube le ndlela yokuthandaza engatholiyo, engalalelwa nguNkulunkulu. Ngakho-ke lapho uJesu uyasiqondisa ukuthi ukuze wena umthandazo wakho ulunge waziwe uNkulunkulu, okokuqala uqondise kuye uNkulunkulu, okwesibili woba ensitha ungathandazi ukuthi uzwe ngabanye abantu. Thandaza kube phakathi kwakho loNkulunkulu, futhi kumele kuvele enhliziyweni yakho. Okwesithathu, nxa wena uthandaza kuNkulunkulu, melela ukuba awuphendule lowo mthandazo. Kulabanye abantu abathandaza vele bengalathemba lokuthi uNkulunkulu uzaphendula, baphonga ukuthandaza nje ukuthi amana ngedluliswe umsebenzi. Kulabanye ababala imthandazo yabantu abanye umuntu sowafa kudala, labo lokhu bala umthandazo lwami. Kanti uNkulunkulu ufuna into evela enhliziyweni yakho, eyiyo into ekuhluphayo, uyayifunayo, ayifuna kuwe. ungabi ngumzenzi sodambala intandazo emide kuzenzwe umuntu wonke. Hayi, uNkulunkulu uthena khulumisana lami ngento leyo ekuhluphayo ukuze ngiyiphendule. Ngakho kathe sisiqalisa lomnyaka ngoJanuwari abaningi sifuna ukuthandaza. Siyazama ukuthi sithandaze. Nanku-ke indlela uJesu asikhombela yona. Thandaza ulokholo, umthandazo uyaphendulwa nguJesu.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazeni. Sibongile baba, ilizwi lakho elilamandla. Siyathandaza igama likaJesu kubo bonke abalaleleyo. Kuba namhlanje kusihlwa, baba uzokuvula amehlo abo, bethi nxa bevula imlomo bethandaza kuwe, bekwanise, benelise, njalo uNkulunkulu uphendule imithandazo yonke ngegama likaJesu uyathandaza. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi useniSpanda. Thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye neviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Wezemidlalo. Namhlanje silengxoxo nomdlali wenguqu owayelodumo olukhulu ebamba entubeni kuqembu leHighlanders lelesizwe elama Warriors uPeter Nkomo. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisasmanda weStudio 7.
Iningi limazi ngegama elithi Captain Oxo ngenxa yendlela ayekhwaza ngayo enika idlabuzane kwabanye bakhe nxa bedlala kuBhoso. Yena kawazalelwa koBulawayo.
Ngazalelwa empilo hospitali, ngakhulela emzilikazi, emzilikazi isaphapha. Ngadlala ukudlala ibhola kuHighlanders Juniors izinkathi eside. Ngase ngiphonyothwa to the first team. Lapho ngiphonyothwa futhi engadlala khona, engadlala labo uDouglas Mloyi, uMadinda, uWillard Orambo, ngiqamba nje abalutshwane.
Empilweni yakhe uPeter Nkomo akadlalelanga amaqembu amanene. Umntwana weBhoso nje
akula enye ithimu engayidlalelayo ngaphandle kweHighlanders. Sidlala nokuHighlanders sawina inkezo eziningi kakhulu ngesikhathi sethu. OZifa Cup, Rosemary Shield, BAT Rosebery, iChibuku, ukuqamba nje ezimbalwa. Igame ingeke ingayikhohlwa iGomahiya esadlala layo eBarberville Stadium. Igame engasoze ngiyikhohlwe. Sidla fonothi kugcwele kakhulu eBarberville.
Abadlali bakulezi nsuku kubikwa umdlalo wenguqu uyabehlula. Iningi labo lithatha izidakamizwa lokunatha utshwala okucikiza imizimba yabo. Bacine besehluleka ukudlala inguqu sebephelile. Okusho lo mlayezo kubo bonke abadlali.
Imeseji engayitshela kubadlali bakalezi nsuku yikuba babe le-focus and ukuzinikela kugemu yebhora. Lokunye futhi ungani kube kukhathaza nje abafana bona laba ukunatha beyekele ukunatha. Thina sasidlala singasasinganathi utshwala, sasidlala igame ukuthi abantu babekholisa sidlala ibhola. Lasetraining yethu wakuthola kugcwele kakhulu abantu bezobukela ngenxa yokuthi sasidlala ibhola elaliba abalithanda.
Uthe esethethe umhlalaphansi u-Oxo uke wasebenza eqeqesha kuBhoso iPlatinum lamanye amaqembu amancane. Poko manje wenzani empilweni Nkomo?
Kathesi ngidinga umsebenzi, ngisanda kusuka kukhotsha ama-goalkeepers ku-Adach FC eku-Division 1 last year.
Captain Oxo uthi uzahlala ezama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthuthukisa ezenguqu eZimbabwe. Ngimelele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ikamera mwenzi Jesus Bani.
Mwajaka kitanza majelete
sizigqibe ezalamhlanje ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Sihamba lomculi we-house uDJ Sintu Savantu ephethe idlalade lakhe elitsha elesihloko esithi Siyabuya eGoli. Le insizwa idabuka esigabeni semphafeni eCholocho kodwa icula ikwele South Africa.
Ngibingelele kuzona zonke indawo bakwethu lapho elikhona uDJ Sintu Sabantu ile nsizwa ecula ihouse ikwele goal indaweni yase Deep Sloot. Okwamanje bakwethu bengizokwethula umsebenzi omusha kaDJ Sintu Sabantu isihloko sealbum sithi Ziyabuye goal mawungenamali. Kunzima bakwethu ma ungasebenzi naniyazi egoli uphenduke ube yisport kahle kahle uma ungasebenzi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
UDJ Sintu lingamthola unamba yakhe lena ethi 0791390738. Uyatholakala uDJ Sintu ku WhatsApp nakuma calls. Ngiyanicela ke bakwethu ngiyanxusa zonke indawo ngoba ngilapha emsakazweni nje ku Studio 7. Ngibonge kakhulu bakwethu. So ngiyacela ukuthi ingoma kumele ifinyelele iziyofika nako bogogo badlalele bakwethu ingoma ogogo nabemakhaya bejabule.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Bengicela nje i-support kunina bakwethu ihambe bafowethu. Ngiyacela ukuthi niyokuzwa umsebenzi kaDJ Sintu Sabantu, niyoyizwela nje ukudla kwendlebe lapha kuma YouTube. Uvele ubhale nje uthi DJ Sintu Sabantu, vele ziyavela ingoma bakwethu. Siyanicela TikTok, Facebook, ni comment ni subscribe.
Ngizazama jelete ngizobuya mhajaka ngizazama machakura Kolele my dad Kolele mtakwethu Sasama imani Zobuya mwipemba I'm
umculo we-house oka DJ Sintu Sabantu ephethe idlalade elitsha elesihloko esithi ziyabuya eGoli. U-DJ Sintu phela udabuka esigabeni semphafeni cholocho kodwa ecula ekwele South Africa. Walivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.